This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris's stag do location revealed. Andy reveals his ultimate fantasy. More spy tales from James the Private Investigator. And we're going to be on Love Island. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Your stag do is this weekend.
I feel sort of nervous about it now.
You should.
But I'm more excited. I don't know, it's just, for me, this has always felt like something that was going to be a long, long way off. So I almost don't want it to happen, because then I will have done my stag do. Does that make sense? It's a really kind of warped way of looking at it.
Last night of freedom. We need a hashtag.
No, we don't need a hashtag. Also, I'm going to make this a rule now. As much as I think it would be nice to share pictures and stuff like that, I think it's a bit iffy if you start Instagramming everything.
All right, William and Kate, you're putting a social media ban on your own stag do.
No, I'm just saying. Well, I don't know. I guess everyone should decide, really. I suppose because we've talked about it, it's nice for people to be involved, isn't it?
Well, let us know, listeners. What do you think? Do you want to see no photos or video evidence of the weekend, or would you rather?
Well, I think I'd be honest about this as well.
Well, yeah, you might not care, but
exactly.
Let's kind of judge the mood of the nation.
I'll be honest with you, I would rather there wasn't a hashtag,
right,
or anything like that. It was my fiance's yeah, hen do last weekend.
Yeah, it was all
everything
over the internet.
Was on there.
Literally, I felt like I was there with her.
Yeah, yes, and that's too much.
Okay, all right. Well, let's decide. Let's see what the mood of the nation is on this. But today, I think on air, if you're up for it, I am going to tell you where we're going.
Yes, okay. Now, I don't know too much about this, but you've had a conversation with the best man about this as well, and potentially this is. What I'm saying is you're not going to annoy everyone else going, are you?
No, and also I've not had much to do with this part of it. I'm more fashion. So I've been I've been sorting out the suits for like the ushers.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant fashion for the stag do.
No, I've been fashion for the wedding. So I've not had too much to do with the stag. But I'm going to do it X Factor style, where I'm going to do four locations and you've got to guess which one you're going to go to, right?
I do love that you're so worried that your role as usher is just going to involve moving chairs and stuff like that.
Well,
in fact, we've had to give you a proper role.
I'm not moving chairs, so. Scott Mills. Yeah, this is a point. This is from Nicola in Glasgow, saying, the fact you've been open with everything up until now means that we all deserve to know what is happening at the weekend on the internet.
Most people, though, are on saying no phones. Because, like, on most people's stag do's, it should be really what kind of happens stays on the stag do. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Mm. That said, this is not a bad idea, and I think we should have talks about this. How about after the stag, someone's texting saying, why don't we do a tap end about what happened?
Great idea.
24 years at the tap end, we bring it back one time.
Yeah, let's do
to talk
a stag
about
special.
The stag do, and we'll do you know what I mean?
Great
Maybe
idea.
That's the compromise.
But then we've got Matt in Manchester saying, actually, I'm going to be glued to Instagram and having a drink and pretending I'm there with you guys.
Nice.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Scott Mills. Okay, I think we need to limit the pictures on the stag. That's what I'm saying now.
Definitely.
Okay? So, I mean, you won't see absolutely everything, but you'll see some.
Well, I'm just going to have to trust you because I'm not going to be... you know what I mean? I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah, I want you to enjoy it.
I don't want to worry about what you're putting up.
No, and, well, for your friends as well, but I think I should have ultimate picture approval or video approval. Okay?
Yeah, of course. Of course you should.
Thank you. So today, you, Chris, and Jordan North were in on the Radio 1 Rep Show with Grimmy, picking out the Radio 1 World Cup sweepstakes. So every DJ in the World Cup has a country.
Yes, so 32 countries, 32 DJs. And what's quite nice about this, so instead of countries just playing each other, you can look at the relevant DJ and basically see one DJ taking on another DJ.
Yeah.
At the end of this, we'll work out who the best DJ is.
What, based on who wins the World Cup?
Yeah, based on the teams that represent them.
I'll tell you what, it's getting well competitive already. Did you see Molly King's tweet earlier? She got Portugal in the sweepstakes. She's like, you lot are going down. Portugal all the way, baby.
Oh, feisty.
Right, could you not, seeing as you were doing the draw, could you not have got me someone, no offence, but could you not have got me a better team than Morocco?
I didn't think to rig it, you know, I actually did it honestly. I got Denmark.
Is that good?
No. It's not great. Mr. Jam's got Japan, Mr. Japan.
Yeah, okay. And the first match today, let me get this right, is Russia v Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Someone tweeted earlier, promises to be the footballing equivalent of a Lynx Africa gift set.
Well, so... so that is Clara versus Diplo.
according to the sweepstakes.
Oh, incredible. We'll hear a bit later on why Grimmy is particularly excited that he got Egypt, which really made me laugh this morning.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. James, the private investigator.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
How's spying going this week?
Do you know what? It's been really busy. I always say this, but it has been exceptionally busy this week to the point where I've had to put a bit of appeal out for people, for even for listeners, anyone to just come and help me. I'm short-staffed.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You're losing staff?
No, we just can't keep up with the demand of work. To the point where I've had to recruit my friends and family as well. I might actually have to work on Father's Day with my dad as well. So,
what day is Father's Day?
Friday and Father's Day are one and the same.
So is this an invite to our listeners to come on some kind of work with you? Sometimes?
Yes, please. If there's anybody out there that wants to come on a ride along with me or pretend to be my partner, anything like that, just an extra set of eyes, that'd be great.
When you say a ride along, is that... Do you mean a sort of car-based surveillance or do you mean a party?
Car or van or... No, it's not a party. It's very professional. If you just come out with me on a job.
Ah, right.
Yeah, but with our listeners, don't you have to kind of check them out first?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I was going to say.
Heavily vetted.
Okay, James, what have you got for us this week?
Right, so I've got a few things for you this week. Before I start, though, you were talking yesterday about snaky mates, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not sort of exactly the same, but I've got a colleague who actually, he actually married a client.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that illegal?
No. I checked. He was hired to do surveillance on a client's husband, found out he was having an affair, got very close to the client, long story short, they ended up getting married.
That seems highly unethical.
It does. It wasn't me.
And he doesn't work with you anymore?
No.
No. Was that the breaking point?
Well, maybe, yeah, I think so. There's a few things. When you marry a client, that's a conflict of interest, isn't it, really?
That's mad.
Yeah.
Is he still investigating her?
Who knows? It could be the longest undercover job ever.
What else is going on?
I've got a new bit of kit, actually, that we've borrowed. We've sourced it for the World Cup.
A new gadget?
Sort of a gadget. It's more of a vehicle, actually.
What?
Was it a tank?
So, I can't say too much because we're still using it over the World Cup period, but I was thinking to myself, what's the best way to sort of blend in outside pubs and all sorts during the World Cup festivities?
Oh, please say it's a letterbox. Are you... is it like one of those letterbox and then you're inside and then suddenly you see it move? You
just see like... That's a brilliant idea. No, my idea
was... If someone posts a letter, it's your eyes looking out. Just watching people.
What is it then?
We've sourced an ice cream van.
Get out of here.
Is that not illegal? So you're not going to be serving ice cream, I assume?
No, I haven't got a licence to serve ice cream, so there is a trained operative who will be dispensing the ice cream for us. We're just making use of his ice cream van for the
evening. That's incredible. Are you putting the big ice cream that's on the top of the van? Is that actually a giant microphone?
So if someone sees like an ice cream van outside a pub where they're showing the World Cup, that could be your spy ice cream van.
Maybe we can get some listeners to ask for a secret thing off the menu and see, yeah. See if it's me.
Spy ice cream van.
Very
no,
good,
it doesn't
Chris.
Really work.
But there will be someone actually serving ice cream.
Yep.
And where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in the back, I think. just hiding down. Not all the time, but if the opportunity arises, I'm going to be there. But it's just nice to have a vehicle outside without looking suspicious.
This suggests to me that you've got a lot of work on during the World Cup. As we were saying last week, people spying on their partners because they're like, oh, I'm just going to go and watch the World Cup with my mates. But they're not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking out for ice cream vans now everywhere.
Yeah. Why an ice cream van?
Well,
not suspicious, is it?
Well, why not just a normal car?
Well, we thought, well, normal car outside a pub, you know, might look a bit suspicious. But we thought, what could be there that people would just ignore and not pay any notice to? So we thought maybe a kebab van or something, but then they don't really exist. Ice cream vans.
Kebab vans do exist, mate. They're the best.
Yeah, I think they probably draw too much attention, though.
Yeah, too much business.
I could only source an ice cream van. But if anyone in there's got a kebab van...
Do you know what would be a really nice touch is if the music that you play out of there is like something spy-related, like Inspector Gadget or something.
Or like the music that's playing behind us now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Bang this one out.
That's my ringtone.
So have you bought this ice cream van?
No, we've just borrowed it. We've just sourced it from a kind ice cream man.
I'd love that. Can we buy an ice cream van for the show? Is that possible?
You don't have to. You can just borrow one.
That'd be so cool.
Can we borrow it after you?
Yeah, have a go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never thought of getting
I'll bring
one
it in.
There.
Okay, I know you've got other van-related news coming next, haven't you?
Yeah, I actually have, yeah.
Burger Van Beef is next.
Scott Mills.
So many people keen to go on a day out with James. Michael's keen. So is Laura the bailiff. She's already a bailiff. Jamie wants a piece as well. Reese says, I would love to go out with James. It would be amazing. Matt in Huddersfield, also very keen. James, the PI, is with us. Hi.
Hi.
He's just borrowed an ice cream van to park it outside pubs during the World Cup, just to spy on people. Watch out for that.
Probably shouldn't have told people. They're going to be looking out for ice cream vans.
It seems so elaborate. What's wrong with the bush? Like, I thought you used to be just in there looking out.
We like to mix things up a little bit.
Yeah. Right, tell me about the burger van.
Right, so Burger Van Beef, as you quite appropriately said. So I've got a client who runs one of these burger vans. You know the ones that turn up outside your work and bib the horn and you come out and get sandwiches and, you know, burgers and everything?
Or sometimes, like, late at night in a lay-by.
Yeah, but more specifically, the mobile ones that come to you.
Yeah.
Those sort of ones.
Okay, like they go outside workplaces.
Yeah, yeah. And they compete to come to your office and whatnot. There's a bit of professional rivalry going on with one of them, to the point where they've had to hire a PI. There are two burger vans who are competing for the same patch.
Yeah, that must get vicious. I imagine actually ice cream vans have a similar thing. It's like, it's all nice and friendly music and that.
Yeah.
But actually, they must sort of have turfs, mustn't they? Mm.
There's been sabotage. It's literally the turf wars have gone really bad.
In what way?
Well, there's been tyres that have been slashed, which we can't say or prove or disprove it wasn't done by the rival. But there's been a few incidents, even to the point where they've phoned up to pretend to be somebody else and cancel orders and all sorts.
Oh no, dirty tactics.
Really
dirty
good. Tactics.
That's the really thing, it's such really a friendly good. Service, isn't it? And it is like the ice cream vans down the road from my old school. Mm. Tonino there. Mm. Lovely.
Shout out.
Lovely guy. But my word, if anyone messed with him, he went mad.
They go mad.
And it was a horrible. I actually felt very bad for Tonino, because there was times some of the guys at school would be around the ice cream van, rocking the van.
Oh, don't do that, please.
Which was a terrible thing to do, and he was inside getting all shouty and everything. The music's playing out the top.
Was he trying to play the
really,
music?
Really, it was really quite horrible.
Yeah. I'm glad that you stuck up for Tonino, though.
I hope no one rocks their ice cream
van. Is Tonino a brand, or is it a person? I always called...
But, okay, so you're not sure now whether that's the name of the guy or whether...
Well, no, it's always bugged me if it was Tonino in there.
I reckon it's just a brand.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've not heard of it. Maybe it's local to your Watford area.
Maybe, yeah. He was sort of just outside Casterbury Park there, Tonino.
But yeah.
It's probably there now.
I'm working in your area at the minute, Watford.
Are you?
I am.
Who are you investigating?
Can't say.
Is it a celebrity?
No.
Will the ice cream van be pulling up?
Is it Tonino? If you pull up in your ice cream van and Tonino's going to kick off.
Yeah. Tonino won.
Sorry to go back to the ice cream van. So on the burger van beef, mm-hmm. who is currently winning?
Well, it's very competitive to the point where they're trying to get to each other's pitches in the morning and try and take over their territory.
Lol, is there one space?
Well, obviously, if one person gets there first and gets all the the employees to come out and buy food, then no one's going to buy food again. Yeah. So, I think my client's losing at the moment, unfortunately. We're going to have to rally around and help them.
But what is the PI going to do?
Prove that the other person is doing underhand sort of sabotage, to the point where they've sabotaged vehicles and all sorts. So.
They're not putting like special sauce in the burgers in the other van's burgers, are they? Or?
No, but there might be a tracker on one of the vans. We need to look into that as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've just got to prove that it's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Keep us up to date on that, please, James.
I will.
Are you working today, James, in the ice cream van?
No, I've got to get the ice cream van ready for the week.
You're not doing Russia v Saudi Arabia, no?
No.
But if you are watching the World Cup matches in any pub, if there's an ice cream van outside, beware.
Mm.
You could be being spied on. Also, I've got some music that you might want to blare out, because it's the same old songs in ice cream vans. Make it more contemporary, I say.
Scott Mills.
All right, Chris. Are you prepared to know four possible places where we are going this weekend for your stag do?
Okay, so I'm going to find out where we're going. This is the shortlist, then.
This is the shortlist, and then we're going to get the best man on. Obviously, that's not me, but I'm fine with that.
This is exciting.
The best man's going to be on after three. Can you believe all this that me and Chris have been through, and just an usher? But I guess you've known him longer. Actually.
It's an usher with principal duties.
I'm not moving chairs.
No.
And I'm not doing like, oh, here's where to park.
Either. No, no, no. Listen, we spoke about this. You're head of fashion, aren't you? For the
I'm like tan off of Queer Eye in this situation. So I'm doing the
head of fashion's a massive role at a wedding.
I'm head of fashion for the actual for the ushers. Yeah. That's quite a big deal.
It's massive. It's honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of it as like best man. Although
not,
that's
actually
Dougsy and my brother, that's them two. And then underneath...
Oh, there's two. I didn't even know that.
Then underneath...
There's two above me.
No, what I'm saying is you've got the best man
this
role.
This is news to me.
You've got the best man role, and then you've got head of fashion. And then you've got the other ushers. You've got the master of ceremonies, who's another mate. But that, I think, goes below head of fashion.
I don't know what it is this last couple of weeks, just constantly mugged off.
No.
Okay. All right. Anyway, here's the four.
But can I just ask
options.
With the stag do? When are we going?
Friday,
cause yes. Weekend.
Yeah. Okay. So your choices are: it's one of these four places. Barcelona.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. There's four options. I thought for a second that was it.
No, it's four.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Right.
That'd be great.
What a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Have you been there before?
I've been there before, yeah.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. But not like for proper enjoyment.
Somewhere else that we might be going. What do you mean you've not been there for proper enjoyment?
I mean, it was all a bit sort of tame when I went.
Okay.
It was like a family thing.
All right.
Do you know what I mean?
Or a place I know you've definitely been to before lots of times with me. It could be Cavos.
Oh. Oh, that would be... Genuinely, that would be amazing.
Of course, we all know there's no Greek music ever played in Kavos. It's not really Greece.
God, so far, so good. This is awesome.
Well, it is Greece, but you know what I mean. Could be Milton Keynes, but son.
No, Kavos is a lovely, lovely place.
It is, beautiful place.
Beautiful beach.
We've had many a good time there over the years, so maybe we'll be revisiting our Kavos days, yeah? Or...
And actually, that would work so well with the World Cup. I accidentally smashed a table when I was there for a World Cup, a couple of World Cups ago. Anyway, long story cut short, it'd be lovely to be back.
And what about if it was Dublin?
An Irish twist.
Absolutely.
That would be amazing. I've not done a proper night out in Dublin.
I haven't either. Never. Never, never. Did you play a fiddle in an Irish, etc.?
Yes.
We could be doing all that.
That would be great.
Or your fourth option. Berlin.
Oh, no. I mean, that would be great as well. But are you in charge of the stag do?
I'm not. However, if we do go Berlin, the place that I'm thinking of, they'll definitely let 12 men in.
Oh. Yeah, but yeah, Berlin, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And that's the four.
That's the four, so there it is.
I'd love to learn a little bit more about all of those if you have been to any of those on a stag do.
Barcelona, Cavos, Dublin, Berlin. It's one of those. Oh. I'm going to get the actual best man on after three.
Oh, it's got real. This is amazing.
To tell you where you are going
this
weekend.
This is so fun.
Scott Mills.
Loads of messages coming in about the different places that we might be going this weekend for the Stark Stag.
Apparently Taylor Swift's in Dublin tomorrow.
Is she? Amazing.
Which would suggest to me if you have some involvement, it could be that.
I hate to break it to you, but Taylor Swift is not coming to your stag. She's not.
I wouldn't invite her.
All right, okay. At least Dublin's cheap, though, everyone's saying, if it is Dublin. to the point where if you put your drink down on the bar and take your eyes off it, someone might swipe it.
Okay.
That cheap.
And a few people suggesting places in Berlin that would be of interest.
A couple of gentlemen's clubs being suggested there in Berlin. Toby knows a particular club there, which he thinks he could get us into. It's quite hard to get into, but he says we'll be all right. Barcelona, stayed on Les Rambles last year with the lads. 7 out of 21 of us got mugged. Great. Okay. I hope it's. Taylor Swift is in Dublin tomorrow.
It'd be good to hear some positive stories about all of these places. Actually, you've offended Milton Keynes.
Know. I saw that. I'm sorry, Milton Keynes. I did say that Cavos was Milton Keynes with son. They've just. It's about Milton Keynes.
I love
just been on.
Milton Keynes is a Twitter account as well.
But yeah, it's about
a whole place
about Milton Keynes. They say not sure whether to take it as a compliment. Please do. I've had some of the best times of my life in Cavos.
Yes, absolutely, we have.
Martin says Berlin is amazing. Last one I went on, the stag was outside a restaurant crying by 4 p.m.
Scott Mills.
This is from Mr. B, who says, as Scott is head of fashion at Chris's wedding, are the suits going to be all white? It's not Westlife.
No.
Also, no. Is the wedding and reception being held in the grounds of the Mills Mansion Echo Falls?
It's not.
It's not.
That was, we didn't need a venue that large.
Wasn't even asked.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
In the same way that I wasn't asked to be best man, but there we are.
Head of fashion, though, that's a big one.
Yes, Adam.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Where are you?
I'm in Peterlee in County Durham.
Okay. Well, you're well cheery. I like you.
Oh, like this 24-7, man. Scott, you've got to, haven't you? You've got to.
You've got yes. to, haven't you? Now, you heard James, the private investigator, earlier saying that he's willing to take some of our listeners out to spy on people with him, and you're keen for that.
I'm all over it. I heard it on the radio, and I was phoning, and yous were totally blagging me call. Yous wouldn't answer it.
No, I don't answer the calls that often.
No, yous weren't. So I was really, really interested. Ever since I've heard him on the radio, I've been all over it, and I want to get amongst it. I want to guess what his job does. I want to do it.
Do you?
I worry that you actually need very, and this is nothing against James the PI, very little energy to be a PI, because if you're too energetic, you know, it's a lot of time sitting around. Mm. You don't want to be annoying the person that you're with, your fellow operative.
No, don't call our listeners annoying.
No, I'm not saying he's annoying. I'm just saying I think you're too nice and I think you're too chatty
lively
for this job.
No, I'm a good actor. I'm probably just actor, man. I'm like this 24-7. However, if I need to be, especially when it comes to a circumstance like what James does, I can chill out, I can relax.
Mm. Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll pass on your details because you quite fancy hiding in a brush with him, don't you?
Whatever it takes, I'm all over it. If he wants to do that for him, I'll do it.
And the ice cream van, that's a nice touch, isn't it? He's going to be parking outside pubs.
Hey, it sounds a bit dodgy to me, but it's a good job, I think.
You know, I was talking about hiding in letterboxes.
Yes.
Right, and suggesting that would be a good way to go.
Yeah, why not tell everyone what you said off air when we mentioned about hiding in letterboxes?
This might sound a bit weird at first, but I just thought, wouldn't it be great to have the opportunity, by official methods, that is, you know, because I'm sure you need permission and all that, but to be inside of a letterbox, right? And then what I was saying is, because you're inside a letterbox, it's a bit like a fancy dress outfit. That sort of counts as the clothes. So you could be sort of naked inside of the letterbox,
out. You said, I would love to be naked inside a letterbox.
Yeah, that is what I said, but I'm now trying to justify it.
That's exactly what you said.
And obviously, with everyone's permission involved, I just would really want, to do it. And I hadn't thought about this before.
Well,
and
luckily,
now all the show, I'm thinking to myself, that would be an amazing thing to make happen.
Luckily, I've sorted it for the stag itinerary. It's happening Saturday, 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah, I wish.
It's not.
I wish. Wouldn't it be amazing? Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a costume. And ultimately, whenever you see someone in costume, they are naked underneath, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Something wrong with you.
Okay, sure. All right, here's what I've got for you today. I think this is as cheery as you are, Adam. Sky for Girls.
I don't know. That's a bit of me.
I bet you that.
Oh, it's a bit of me that like.
That is She's So Lovely. Not heard it for some time.
I love this song, but it does remind me of the time that we were in Edinburgh. And do you remember you got Scouting for Girls to do a version of this whilst I was force-fed chicken nuggets?
True.
To try and beat a world record. And I was doing that to try and impress Emily Atack from The Inbetweeners.
That one is
at
real.
At the time. And Scouting for Girls did a whole version of this song around that whole situation. It was very odd.
And now look, getting married.
I know. God, it just makes you reminisce a bit, doesn't
really,
it?
You've really been on a journey in your life while being on Radio 1, haven't you?
That's been the journey.
Right. And what have you got?
My banger's choice today is this tune. I wanted to throw it back into the mix because last time it didn't get chosen. I thought that was an injustice. So this is Gabrielle by Roy Davis Jr. What a tune. Just release your soul
to the love that's all. Too jazzy?
No, it's not too jazzy.
It's just a little bit jazzy,
isn't it?
Okay, what are you going to go for?
Wow, Chris, first of all, what is that?
Oh, fair enough.
What is that, miss? What is that? Chris, you normally class, you know, you normally pick some class records.
Oh, man, really I'm sorry. I really hope you'd like that.
I know, well, I really want to for you, but I can't today. Scott, I've got you all over us today, miss. What a tune that is.
There's been a burglary.
Hello, dispatch. This is RoboCop. Where is it?
It's on land.
Oh no. That was RoboCop, which is like RoboCop, but he is in a rowboat. If you didn't like that, you're going to dislike the rest of this. The Andy Field Experience is a sketch show podcast with lots and lots of sketches in it. Have you ever wondered what it'd be like if a lion competed on Hell's Kitchen?
What do you think you're doing? This salmon is raw.
Raw. Yeah, I know. I'm frustrated as well. What's wrong with it?
Raw.
We're having fun. Available now on the BBC iPlayer radio app and from wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Kench.
The Andy Field Experience.
Happy song. She's So Lovely. Scouting for Girls on BBC Radio 1. I don't even know why I didn't correct you, but you don't want to be hiding in a letterbox. You mean a postbox.
Yeah, I meant a postbox. Sorry. Otherwise, that is just me on the other side of my door naked looking out through the letterbox. I'm talking about being naked inside a postbox looking out.
Well, a lot of people are saying, how on earth would you hide in a letterbox naked? How small are you?
Yeah, so... well, but the postbox thing, if someone
postbox.
From... yeah, if the postbox thing, if someone from Royal Mail is listening, let me in. I'd love to do it.
It's such a weird show.
That would be my profile picture for life.
Right. It's going to get weirder in a minute. I'm going to play my tune of the week. That's not weird. Nicky Jam and J Balvin.
That's really normal.
Clean Bandit, also normal. And then I'm going to tell you not only where Chris's stag do is this weekend, but how we're going to be on Love Island this weekend.
Scott Mills.
It's happened last summer as well, but it just makes me want to be able to learn Spanish. Mm. How quickly can you do that, do you think?
I think that would be easier than Despacito, actually.
No, I mean, like, generally learn Spanish because it's such a cool...
Oh, the whole Spanish language.
Oh, it's such a cool sounding language. But the thing is, I don't want to put the graft in. So how long do you reckon I could do it? Like,
they say
reasonably?
If you go and live in the country that you want to learn,
well,
it doesn't
not,
take that long because you just
happen.
Fully immerse.
Not going to happen.
Think of the opportunities, though, with Spanish radio. Or would your voice sound ridiculous?
What
do you
mean?
Well, what I mean is, like, you got a kind of good radio voice here.
Right.
If you spoke fluent Spanish,
si.
would it sound ridiculous to
also,
Spanish people?
On Spanish radio, they speak like blah, 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 100 miles an hour, and I can't do that.
Banging tunes, though.
True, absolutely.
I do think that song does sound like back in the day, it would be everyone's ringtone. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like 10 years ago, it would have been like, just that.
Yeah, everyone would have had it.
I love your energy like a cool breeze. Got you warmed up in the jacuzzi. Girl, I'ma turn you over like a new leaf.
On your Nokia, this would have been the one.
Yeah.
Your body spell on me, now I'm following.
But only the,
the snake charm a bit.
Would you have polyphonic or...
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, it's perfect. Do you remember when at Christmas on the Who event calendar we played this? They were all over the TV for ages.
Have a giggle with the latest fun sounds from Text8228. Subscribe to Text8228 clubs for £3 per week and receive up to 3 fun sounds.
Four. Hello, it's me, your mobile phone.
Text H5.
Rubbish.
Four.
How long it take for you to pick up this?
Text H4. Four.
I'm up a bird. Easy.
Text H3 for the Dixie horn. Text H2 or 4.
Please hold your pick up the telephone.
Text H1 to 8228 now. Fun sounds are not endorsed by any celebrity.
Scott Mills.
Okay, it's time for the big moment. On the line now, we have Chris's best man, Dougsy. Hey, Dougs.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
All good. Are you looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean?
Oh, that enthusiasm there. What's going on? Why not?
I always think these weekends are sort of to be endured more than anything else, aren't they? Do you not think?
So you see it as endurance?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard work, isn't it?
Do you mean for everyone involved or just me? Or do you mean are you just concerned about the standard of this stag do?
No, the standard will be high, but I think, like, they're hard work for everyone involved, more so for you. I mean, it'll be hard work for you, yeah.
It'll be hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want the hard work.
So earlier, Dougsy, we narrowed it down to four places, which are these. Barcelona. Berlin. Davos. Or Dublin. So it's between those four places.
All four options, absolutely fine by me. Okay. Absolutely incredible. You know, plenty of stuff going on in each one of those to make it very special, I think. I can't believe it's happening this weekend.
It's on.
It's actually on. Stag do. On. What?
Dougsy, best man, please reveal the location of Chris Stark's stag do.
Chris, we're going to Dublin.
Yes! We're going to Dublin.
Yes!
Oh, wow. We're off to Dublin.
Oh, wow. It's like Louis Walsh. You've picked Louis Walsh.
I mean, that's the problem, though, isn't it? Because in judges' houses, Dublin was always the worst
one.
Option.
Yeah,
the worst one.
It was. Everyone else went...
Louis Walsh would come out of a castle and everyone would go, oh, great.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Okay, so everyone else goes to Dubai, I'm going to Dublin.
Yeah.
However, it's a great place.
It's a great
so
place.
So I'm told.
First thoughts on Dublin. Is there a pubic triangle there? That's
no,
Edinburgh, isn't
that's
it?
That's Edinburgh.
Yes, no, it's one.
Temple Bar.
Yes. Temple Bar, yes.
Yes, Temple Bar.
Have you been before?
I've not been to Dublin before.
No. Okay,
no.
Awesome. Neither have I.
No.
Have you, Dixie?
Couple of times, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, brilliant. So you're sort of well-practised around there then.
What's it like?
I went on like a scouting mission.
Oh, did you?
What, you've been on a recce?
Yeah.
Have you? Have you actually?
Look around. Yeah, figure it out.
This is great. This is why Dougsy's an awesome best man. I think he's underplaying it here.
Yeah.
He will have planned this well.
Also...
I'm not going to turn up blind, am I? I had to go and walk around and meet the locals.
Yeah.
Also, without saying too much, you know Dom?
Yeah.
Chris's brother? Do you know about this bar that he's asked me to try and get guest list at?
I'm not sure he's asked you, Scott. I think we asked you for a bar and this was your recommendation.
No, it wasn't. But I can show you the email.
Mate, this is what happened for my 30th in New York. All the bars we went to were gay bars.
Yes, they were.
It's exactly the same thing.
Shall I just say it? Shall I just say it?
What's the bar?
Panty bar. just asking for a guest list. It's proving quite hard. Hi.
I said to Dom, can you speak to Scott and see if we can get somewhere sorted for the Saturday night? And he came back to me and said, oh, yeah, we've got somewhere sorted. It's called Panty Bar. And I was like, well, yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
oh,
course
no.
It
is. Chris is Googling that now.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks good.
What it says for the Panty Bar, the first thing comes up on... Google is fun place that bills itself as a homo activity centre.
That's right.
With entertainment every night of the week.
That's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we
What's
want.
What's a homo activity centre?
I don't know, but I'm all for it.
The boys will love it.
Well.
Oh, wow.
12 of us.
Here we go. Here we go. All right, we're going to Dublin.
Right, this is awesome. Dougsy, I'll see you out there.
All right, mate. See you there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, I just realised Black Poos are going to be on this weekend.
Because...
Guinness,
yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Sorry, it's just the first thing I thought of.
You're right. I love this radio station so much. Today's been so much fun.
This person says, my Instagram post notifications will be on for you pair this weekend. I need to see evidence of the panty bar. We're going to limit that, I'm afraid. I'm not putting a whole ban on social media, but I think that you don't want to feel worried, you know? You just should enjoy yourself. It's your time.
I'm not going to be keeping an eye on what's going on that front. So I'm going to make you head of photography as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Well, not the photographer, but
head of social
I mean.
Media and fashion. Leave that with me. You can trust me.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I mentioned earlier, and a few people are asking, we are going to be on Love Island at the weekend. You're like, how, if you're on Chris's Stag Do? Well, you know the couple's photos that they have at the start of every segment of Love Island?
Yes, we're on.
Out of the ad breaks, we're going to be on. We've done our photos. Obviously, we're not a couple. Chris is about to be happily married. But we'll look like a couple for the purposes of this. So
keep
look out for
out.
Us. Yeah, over the weekend on Love Island, you will see us. I mean, that is amazing. How have we managed to sort that out? Those lovely couple shots. Look out for us.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC.